Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can all the brothers come forward, please? Be mindful of those brothers who are still reading the Nawafil. Come closer together, please. All the brothers in the back, come closer, please.
Besides Surah Fatih.
Come close together, please. The brothers in the back, request all the brothers to come closer, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنها على ذلك له وإنه على شهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إلى إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. This was the son of our respected Qadi Sab. Qadi Sahib might have to retire very soon, inshallah. Come closer, brothers, come closer. The more closer we sit, inshallah, the more Allah will bless us. Hazrat Tashreef Lai.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Allah Ta'ala around man created different types of animals, and in every animal a lesson comes out for which man will take benefit. Inshallah, during the program it is our desire that people can record definitely. But do not record what is called like video recording. You can do audio recording. So, in this journey of man, there will be many animals that move around man. And from the different animals that the Arabs were accustomed to, like the camel, mosquito, who is not aware of the mosquito, the bee, Allah Tabarak Tala used these animals in Quran, where people had spent a lot of time with it, they understood its nature. And then Allah Tabarak Tala would now indicate to the animal and say, take a lesson. One is the surah that the boy beautifully recited, Wal Adiyat, where Allah Tabarak Tala takes a oath on a horse. Now me and you, our relationship with the horse is not so good like what it was once upon a time. Once upon a time, it was only the horse. There was not a house which did not have a horse. That is why one narration of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then will come the time where the first surge of Dajjal will take place. And there's a lot of meaning behind it, that when that surge will take place. But then the wording after that is, at that time a horse will be born, the foal will be born. Fala yurkab. But it will now never ever be used for the purpose of really riding till the ending. So scholars write, what it will mean is at that time, so some wrote, at that time they wrote that maybe the era of jihad will end, so there will be no need for the horse. We saw an era, but in this last 60, 70 years, that the era of the horse completely ended. Fala yurkab, no one was riding it. Perhaps there's indication in the ahadith of our era. An era where no one will want a horse. And that man who got a horse also, he rides it as leisure. It's not really ridden as something important. But the Arabs, they knew the value of the horse, the value of the camel. So before we come to the horse, I'll take you to two other animals to make you understand what we're going to try to speak about here. There is something in Urdu, they say, Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. Himmat-e marda means Allah has made us, whether it's male or female, young or old. The word is called man. Allah Tabarak Tala says Rijal. In this, the meaning of man can be including both man or woman, meaning your inside quality is the quality of a man. What is a man? A man is able to bear. He can bear responsibilities and difficulties. What is the difference between a man and a woman? Some women don't like this here when we say it, that there is a difference. Problem is nowadays the men behave like women. In the issue that Allah Tabarak Tala did not allow a woman to become a leader. A woman, she has been understood that there are certain times in her month that she becomes weak. Her weakness is understood in the heavens that she has been made forgiven from at that time performing salah also. That Shariat overlooks her. Her body is not in that state. Her mind is not in that state. It is those times where normally we tell a person whose son is getting married that make for your son and his wife a different area. And you keep for yourself and your wife a different area. You want to be in the same house, no problem, but keep it separate. And as soon as the issue starts, then let your son and his wife move further away. Don't keep him there and try and sort out the matter. In Arabic they say, Zur ghibban. Visit now and then. Occasionally, tazdad hubban. Love will increase. See everyone every day, you're going to start fighting them. So start separate. And still if they're fighting, then separate even further. As long as they are far, there will be love. When they are close, there's definitely going to be one day an earthquake, a tremor, a volcano. And then everyone talks about, you know what happened in that house. Rather have smaller houses and sections. This is your section, that's their section, that's their section. When the door closes, it becomes a house in itself. Why? Because those days where Shariat also says that the woman will excuse you from Fajr Salah. It is understood on that day the husband must excuse his wife from breakfast also. Because if she can't wake up for Fajr, which is so important, I don't think your breakfast can be more important than that. And on that day, your mother, meaning the mother-in-law, has to excuse her from making lunch also. But if they live in the same house, and then she says to mommy, I'm not feeling well. Mommy says, always you're not well. But she says, it happens, like it's every month story this. So you need a door that closes. When the door closes, you don't have to tell your mother-in-law, I'm not feeling well. It's your house. And the day the mother-in-law is not feeling well, it's her house. Everyone must have their quarters. And if still the problem can't be sorted out, Islam was so unique. Where did you ever see a law in Islam? Everyone must stay united, so stay under one roof. That law never came, because it was never practical. Practical was rather have a small place and keep your own. Small place and your own. Small place and your own. Every person needs their own space. So what is a man compared to a woman? There are certain times where a woman hasn't got the ability to manage. A man is he who throughout the month, you can't say today is a difficult day. There's no such thing. That is a leader. That in difficulty, he still stands up. And when things are going well, he relaxes, enjoys. That is a man. In this issue here about himmate marda, whether you are male or female, Allah gave everyone an ability to be courageous. We live in a world where everyone says it's very hard. Whether you're addicted to something, say very hard to pull out of an addiction. You want a club, you got a group of friends. You say it's very hard to say no. It's very hard, very hard. This word himmate marda, the courage of a man, madad-e khuda, with that will come the help of Allah. In the world of animals, Allah Ta'ala showed us two, but Quran doesn't speak about this one. And amazing it was, why? People who study animals will tell you there's a difference between a hyena and a lion. A hyena is a coward. Nature is coward. He comes when the animal is dead. And then he'll show his shan. Then he'll even take on a leopard. But the animal is dead already. To steal the leopard's food, the hyena will say, I'm the boss. But when it comes to hunting, the hyena can't hunt. He lives as a coward. He only takes on when the opposition is not fighting. So remember, the leopard just went for a hunt. After the hunt, a leopard becomes so tired that the leopard needs to take that meat to the top of the tree and then the leopard will just sleep. That leopard got no strength after that. When a leopard is on its force, it got strength. But after a hunt, a leopard is like dead. If it can't take that animal, it will just sit there where it is, and it needs to, because it has taken down an animal much bigger than its size. The hyena, he will see the leopard is now weak, that's when he walks in like a boss. That's a hyena. Coward. You take on what's not your size or what's weak. But let a lion just come there, and then you see how the hyena is gone. That's a coward. He's not ready to do it himself. As for a lion when it goes for a hunt, the lion sees many buffalo. The size and the number of the buffalo and the fear, if I launch the attack, I might get injured. When the lions attack, if ever you saw an attack of lions, it's not that one lion is telling the other one, you go front, you go front. They just go. It's by instinct. And they know the one who makes the first jump on the back of a buffalo, the buffalo is going to turn, and when its horn is going to, it's going to swipe. It might cut through the stomach of the lion. The lion or lioness might not live to eat the buffalo. But they have been given such a trait Allah gave them, that for their mission, even if their life has to go, it means nothing. They're not cowards. They'll never tell somebody else, you go first and I'll come from the other side. They become daring, they become fearless, they become brave, the lion. But Quran never mentioned the lion. So in the past, people would say, be like a lion. Be like a lion. In the animal world, there's something else, it's called a baboon. Monkey. That's the worst from the three. Hyena is a coward. Lion is most of the time brave. Sometimes he breaks the law. These monkeys and baboons. That's why we'll tell the person, don't behave like a monkey. What that means? This has been documented. It's an amazing thing in the animal world. Animals normally, which are called the animals, the hunted, they gather together in the jungle, in the forest, in the grass. Because each one got an ability which the other one hasn't, and they all example a target. So they work together. That animal who's high like the giraffe, he keeps an eye from above. But there are some times where he has to bring his head down to drink water. So he helps the other animals when he's standing. But when he comes down, he needs somebody else's help. Then there is what we call these zebras. Then there is this, like, wild boar, they call it. So each one got its ability to sense a certain thing, and they always stay together. You will see them in the parks. They're always together. So each one. Then there's one bird. That bird also helps them. There's one certain chirp of the bird. When the bird makes that chirp, it's telling, hold on, watch out, someone's near. That's when all the animals go up. One starts sniffing, one starts looking. That, where is that animal? One bird. They all work together. Now you have the monkeys. Monkeys, because they're on the ground, their babies are there, and you got one monkey on top. He's supposed to be the scout. So better than the giraffe also, he can climb right to the top. But now when you got monkeys on top and their babies are at the bottom, even if the bird chirps, the animals will look up and look at the monkey. Soon as they see the monkey is there happy, it means there's nothing around. Otherwise, the monkey would have picked him up. Then they all start eating again. They have documented this here. How it happened, we can't understand. But the lions and the monkeys of certain areas made a deal. You might think like a fairy tale, this is. The animal world, amazing things happen. They made a deal. That baboons and those monkeys. The deal in this thing works like that. There, the lion does not attack that baboon or monkey. On condition that that monkey and baboon doesn't spy out the lion. So those people who documented it, it came out with this year that as the lion pride was coming, the bird starts chirping. All the animals look up. But the monkeys carry on playing like normal. They just carry on playing. Whereas that whole pride is coming. And from where they are, they can definitely see them. They documented this thing. You call that monkey like you the traitor, like. Call him in Islam a munafiq. That I looked at you for help, monkey. And you carry on playing like there's no problem. Like. And that's how they is in Islam. Hypocrites. That who you think I could have trusted. He was the one who sold you out. The one you thought. So the animals look at the monkeys are playing so well, but the babies are on the ground. They're supposed to call their babies up. So the animals look at them. They all come. And then the animals start eating again normal. And the lions come and the bird chirps again. And the animals look up. Look at the monkeys. And they start eating. And then as they get close, then they launch that attack. Those people who saw this, they say, you even see those monkeys. They put their hands over their eyes like this. Ish, I'm so sorry what I did. They even do that to say, I also feel bad about it, but what to do? I'm saving my children. They made a deal with the lions. So in the animal world, number one, you will say, you don't be a lion, don't be a monkey. Don't sell your people out. Otherwise, in the world of Islam, how in the time of Fir'aun, there was a Qarun. He was from the family of Musa alayhi salam, but money made him sell out. There will always be sellouts. So don't make yourself like a monkey and a baboon. A day will come, all the animals in the jungle will hate that monkey. A day will come where everyone hates the hypocrite. That we trusted you so much and you sold us off. But because of wealth, the ummah will always have a lot of hypocrites. That's why Quran speaks a lot about hypocrites. Then comes to that level where you're not a hypocrite, but you are a coward. Islam does not like cowards. A coward is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Wahan. When weakness will enter my ummah, the enemy will treat them like food on the dastarkhan. Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, will it be because our numbers are few? He said, numbers will be many, but there will be the sickness. It's called wahan, weakness. They asked, what's this weakness? Physical weakness. He said, it will be حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا كَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. that they will love this world so much and they will just not want death to come in front. That fear of death, I mustn't die. Whereas no one can die before his time. So to be scared of dying, that word, I am scared of dying, doesn't make sense, because you're telling the person, you're trying to tell me, I am scared of becoming 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. Something that has to happen, you can't be scared about it. So death is not something that if you're not scared, you'll die faster, and if you're scared, you'll die later. Death is only going to come on one day. If I'm going to live till the age of 60, whether I'm scared of dying or not scared, I can only pass away on 60. So this fear that comes before death, it's a fear which you can think about. Why am I scared of something that has to happen? Why am I scared of something that has to happen? When enemy would catch the believers would say to them, death has been written by my Allah. My date is set. It was the answer. He says, at that date, if I die for Allah, it's my honor. And on that date, if I just die a normal death, then that life has been wasted. They were not scared of death. Me and you, we love this world. So we think death will bring an end to it. Death is going to bring an end whether you're scared or not. So don't be scared. There are people at the moment in the world, they have shown the whole world what is called when you're not scared of death. To such an extent, they'll send messages out now that I stand there in the front saying, let the bomb now fall on me. My whole family is gone. Why I must live here? The love of the world went away. They're not scared of death anymore. When you're not scared of death, there's nothing more a person can do to torture you. You say, I'm ready to die, so kill me. This country, when they show they're not scared of death, because of them, Islam had started spreading in the world like fire. In the last 5 months, the amount of people who accepted Islam is beyond count. They're accepting because they're seeing a nation who do not fear death, and they cannot understand how it is. Who will not fear death? A nation who knows after death is ease. After death is ease. So they say, if times are difficult, I'm just waiting for death. Because as soon as death comes, after that, askan makan, I will never be in a more comfortable position than after death. The hyena is scared of dying. Do not be a monkey, a coward, a hypocrite. Do not be a monkey, a hypocrite. Do not be a hyena, a coward. The third we would have wanted to say, be like a lion. Himmate marda madade khuda. A lion is not scared to die. But amazing, Quran never spoke about the lion. As people investigated, they found out that the lion also is a little cheater. The lion hunts, but the lion also steals other people's food. And they found that also. That sometimes another animal hunts, and the lion is walking and he sees it, he grabs it and he runs. When they saw that, they told the lion, you lost your izzat, you also. That we thought you the king of the jungle, a king does like this. You go and steal somebody else's, what kind of king you are? Quran never said be like a lion. The lion also got its problems. When Quran took us to be someone, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala spoke about the horse. In the English world, they say a dog is man's best friend. A horse is man's best friend. A dog has always been shown to be the best protector. But nowadays when people research, they're able to send their research in the world. Before they used to research, but they couldn't tell others, so others couldn't say, I also got the same problem. They experimented with dogs. So you have robbers who are not robbers, really robbers, they act like robbers. Because in South Africa, you need this here, in many other countries, that I got three dogs, they look fierce, violent. I'm feeding them so much, the best of food, I'm paying so much for their showers. How do I know the day the robber comes, this dog will be loyal? So they hire another man who acts like a robber. So he comes with that false arms Because the dog is in a bite now. So you get this arm, you get that arm, you take one leg also. So he enters, he has his mask on, and he just comes in and he says, "Hey!" And then the dog's supposed to all attack him. They say from 10 times, about 7 times it happens, the dogs run away. They run away. People started calling and say, "I trusted this dog so much." The dog jumped at him one time, he knocked it, the dog was gone. Dog, man's best friend, the dog also doesn't want to die. Come to one animal that's ready to die for its master, it's a horse. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ Allah Tawarukullah says, by the oath of those horses, adiyat, from ad, which means to run at such a pace, you will understand if you ride horses, first you have to learn how to ride it, then they take you on the walk, then they take you on what's called the trot, then you manage to come into what is called the gallop, and then the walk, huh? Finish on the walk, trot, there's 3, 4, no? Canter, there's a canter and then there's a gallop. Each one is unique with that animal. But when that animal is riding, only that man who's on the back understands what speed. If you're looking at someone, you'll think he's going nice and slowly. You come on that horse, you'll see telling the horse, "Hold on, hold on." Then you understand what that horse is going through. As that horse rides, if ever you studied the horse, you will see its nose, how it opens, like how it breathes in, and then it breathes. So it's taking full power. It's not a normal walk, this thing. With its entire body, this horse is ready to take you wherever you need to go. Its whole body comes, it's yours, like it hands its whole body up. And as it starts, that ride of that horse, Allah Tabarakala says, by the oath of that horse, that for the love of a master who just gave it an apple, who just put his hand on it like this and said, "Good boy, good boy," who gave it a nice shower, a nice rub, who gave it a little grass, when the time comes to ride for the master, that horse, if it needs oxygen, it will take in that oxygen while it's riding also. Its whole body will change. You will see its face changing. Everything will happen. You say, "What are you doing to yourself?" You say, "In the love of my master. My master said, run, I will run, I will run, I will run." وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ Allah Tabarakala says, by the oath of the panting horses. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ As the horse is running, the bottom of its leg will hit on stone. And because of that pace that it's running, especially at night, when it hits stone, it cuts. So like a spark comes out. Sparks are coming. In the night, you see those sparks hitting on that rock. But that horse is not bothered. It's just moving, creating sparks as it's moving. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ قَدْحَ فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ And in the morning, the horse would have said to the master, "I'm so tired now. Whole night I ran for you. I made sparks in the night. Now let me rest for 3 days." But in the morning, that man reaches at 2 o'clock the destination. He puts the horse one side to quickly eat and drink. Because as soon as dawn is going to break, he's going to launch the attack on the enemy. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ In the morning, this horse is going into the enemy. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَعَ As it starts running now, it's just dust going up. That dust is falling not on the man so much, on the horse. It's coming in its ears, in its mouth, in its everything. The horse is not worried about the beauty of its body. My master said, run. It forgot tiredness. It forgot weakness. It forgot its beauty. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا And then there's an entire enemy. And the person of the horse, especially when he attacks foot soldiers, the horse runs right through all the soldiers. That horse, as it's riding through, the master on top is protected. But everyone who will try to attack will not go for the master. The spear will come on the horse. Swords will come on the horse. That horse sees death in every angle. But that horse runs right through it for the master. Allah Tabarakallah said, to take an oath, we take an oath on the horse. Now, what was the horse compared to me and you? It forgot how tired it is in the love of who? The one who gave it hay. It forgot the beauty of its body in the love of who? The one who gave it an apple. It forgot its entire self. It forgot its life. Now let's put man. Man has been told, make a journey to Allah. But immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take it easy. Don't rush in this journey, you won't manage. He said, be easy on yourself. Take it easy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he was given an option between two things, he chose the easiest. He did not want his ummah to make it too difficult that they can't manage. There was no need to run. There was no need to be panting. The journey to Almighty Allah was said, who will walk to Allah? Walk. The horse was ready to run for its master until its body could not manage. And it did it. Me and you were told to walk for our master. The horse's master only gave it hay. And our master has given us everything. Existence and an existence to come. If the horse has to die in the obedience of the master, the most that the master will say, what a nice horse. And then he'll buy another horse. He might bury the horse also. He might even put up the name of the horse, finished. If me and you have to die for Almighty Allah, Shahada, Allah Tabarak Tala then will honor that individual in a manner he can never imagine. Yet to walk for Allah has become very hard. This is that himmat-e marda. That if man can have courage, if the horse can do it, then man can definitely do it. The horse runs, man is told to walk. The horse at night, till late it's moving in the nights. Man has been told, there is one salah at night which is Isha. It's a little difficult. It's dark. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tell those people who walk to the masjid when it's dark. On the day when there will be total darkness, they will have complete light. So it might be a little bit late at night, but the horse makes it much later. When you will go home, you're going to get a good 6 hours, 7 hours of sleep. Then you'll have to wake up. It's called Fajr. When dawn breaks, that's the time of Fajr. Sometimes you might say, you know, last night I slept very late. Today I think I'll just let Fajr go. The next verse is, the horse whole night it runs, and in the morning it launches the attack. For me and you, there's no attack to be launched in the morning. It is just get in the car, read Fajr Salah, quickly go back home and you can sleep again. But the horse does it for a master who will appreciate as long as the horse is strong and alive. We were told, can you do a little for a master who will appreciate right till the ending? But amazing it is, we can't be like this horse. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow, it starts with what? Be ready to walk to Allah. Don't be a coward. After that you will find at night to walk to Allah becomes easy. Then you will find in the early part of the morning to walk to Allah becomes easy. Starts with the normal walk. Then at night, it's late. You say it's not late, Isha is early. Then in the early part of the morning, in the beginning we'll say Fajr is too hard. A time will come where you'll be reading Tahajjud also. If you make the effort, what is difficult today becomes easy tomorrow. But if you want to be a coward, a hyena was a coward when he was a baby, he remains a coward till the ending. We have to be ready to make a further step. Ramadan came to teach us, move up now. Walk to Allah. Then make the effort at night to go to Allah. Then make the efforts early in the morning to go to Allah. Then will time the come the time for wasatna fa atharna bihi naqa. That if your body has to become dirty for Allah, also your own mind. So you will find people go out in the path of Allah. Now they don't have that smart house. Now they don't have that smart toilet. Those who go Pakistan will tell you. Those who go Malawi will tell you. One of the hardest things, we in Jamaat, no problem. When the time of toilet comes, you'll read every dua you know going toilet. Because mosquitoes, flies, everything is in that toilet. They live there. And when you enter, it's dark, and it's good it's dark. If you have to see what's there, it's more scary. You just go, you keep your eyes closed, you do your thing, and you hope nothing set on you and you're out. When you enter that place, I entered, another boy entered before me, said, "Daddy, I need to go, I need to go." I also needed to go. He just went in and he came out and said, "Daddy, I don't need to go." His father took him to the bush. He couldn't, he saw what he saw there. I knew what was going to be there. I just went in, "Don't look. You don't look, you just do your thing, because if you need to empty, you empty. And if you feel something touching you also, just make dua, it's not a snake, and get out." A time comes where people get dust on their body. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that ghubar that sets on a servant in the path of Allah, that dust, the fire of Jahannam has been made haram on that dust. But it doesn't come immediately. You'll have to be ready to make this journey like a horse. Walk, meet Allah in the nights, meet Allah in the early parts of the morning. Then be ready to go into dirty areas for Allah. This beautiful kurta can become dirty. The hand can become rough. Because where dust is going to settle, you'll come back home, you can put cream on it, everything goes. But where dust settle, the fire of Jahannam will not touch now. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقَعَ فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَ. And then comes a level where man is ready that even if his life has to be sacrificed for Allah, he's ready for it. But the journey of the horse, it goes in a tartib. They are in the world people who are ready. They are really ready. They have shown the world how they went into, the bombs fell, they're standing there and they went to Allah. Me and you are still having a problem with getting there for Isha Salah. We're very far from where the horse has reached already. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in His kindness, this is the month of Ramadan. Think of these verses, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ, the one that makes sparks at night. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ, launches the attack in the early parts of the morning. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَ, and then dust is flying everywhere. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَ, and then it's in the enemy. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُود. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, indeed man, if anyone has shown that he can does not appreciate, it is man not appreciating Allah. Because the horse appreciated the apple and he did it all. He said, indeed man is kanood. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ, and man himself will accept, yes I am. He knows I can't do what the horse is doing for its master. But it's a journey. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow us, we start that journey. And one day, who knows how high we will reach. But from the beginning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ سَأَلَ اللَّهَ الشَّهَادَةَ بِصِدْقٍ, whoever will ask Almighty Allah for martyrdom, and he is really true in his asking, Almighty Allah will make him reach the levels of the martyrs, even if he has to die at home. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in His kindness bless us all with martyrdom in His path. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بس ها يل ميك سام ذكر إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. We'll make 30 times the zikr of La ilaha illallah, and then we'll make a few times the zikr of the word Allah. Oh, I come first.
Someone's vehicle is blocking the cars outside. SN19KYC. SN19KYC.
One time when I came to England, in London is more like heavy traffic. And like we all got no place to park there, it's even worse. So in that one masjid, I don't know how those cars managed to park there. But the person who took me is a little bit, what you call, character type. So after Salah, where normally you make i'lan that after Salah will be important program, he stood up and he said, brothers, After Salah, don't think of going anywhere. My teacher is here. And even if you're thinking of going, I blocked you all. Amazing it is, no one complained. No one complained. I tell you, you like must be the gangster of the town here. They're all scared of you. Put this car there. You're all blocked. No one go nowhere. But that doesn't work everywhere. In South Africa, you block someone, and you go out, they'll steal your car and they take it. That car won't be there.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
إله means the one towards who the baby animal looks towards when it needs whatever it needs. It's the mother. So you say, Ali Haddaba. The animal look towards its mother. Ilah, they call it a deity. Ilah is the one you turn to whenever you have a need. La ilaha means there is no ilah. There is no place to turn. There is no place to call. There is no one that's ever going to help you illallah, except Allah. When we're reading the zikr, it is for the thawab, it is the reminder to the heart. That maybe many years you looked for other people to help you out of your conditions and problems. As that baby animal understands, it's only my mother. And it only looks towards its mother. Me and you have to understand it's only Allah. And we only have to look at Allah.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A poet says, O Allah, on your door a beggar has come. Ba ummi de karam aya. Searching for your kindness, O Allah, I have brought one sentence. The sentence is known as the key to the door of every king. The most a beggar can do is he knocks and he waits for the king to open. There is one key which is known as the key which will open the doors of Jannah. It is this key that opens the doors of the King of all kings. This key is La ilaha illallah. So the poet says, Tere dar par, tera banda, ba ummeed e karam aya. That at your door, Allah, your slave has now come. And he is desirous of your kindness. With la ilaha illallah, we open that door and then enjoy the kindness of Almighty Allah. That pause.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha. Illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We will make one more la ilaha illallah. But in this time, whatever is in the heart now besides Allah, when we will say la ilaha, there is no deity, there is no support, there is no help, there is none. We will vacuum from the heart everything else. And when we will say illallah, it will be asking, O Allah, my heart has now become empty. Will you now take the place? O Allah, will you now put your tajalli, your beauty in my heart? Will you fill it with your love? Which the poet says, Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Now every desire of this world has come out of my heart. Ab tu aaja, ab tu khalwat ho gayi. Allah, now my heart is empty. Can I now ask you to enter in?
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We'll make one dhikr now of the word Allah.
Allah jalla jalaluhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Allah, through the blessings of your name, Allah, through the blessings of remembering you, Allah, the locks that have settled over our hearts, Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bidhikrik. Allah, through your dhikr, open up those locks now. Allah, allow the secrets of the heart now to come forth. Allah, allow that initial response that the heart would give to you, O Allah, that I love you, I am obedient to you. The heart has now become locked. Allah, with your dhikr, allow these locks to open up. وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا نِعْمَتَكَ. And your favors upon us, Allah. Allah, let it reach its completion. Allah, you have brought Quran right to us, what a favor. Allah, you brought the words of Quran to us, what a favor. Allah, allow it to reach its completion. Allah, bring the meaning of Quran to every one of us. Bring the ability to understand your message to every one of us. Allah, bring the ability to practice on Quran to every one of us. Allah, bring the ability to die in the khidmah of Quran for every one of us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
We have Hazrat Maulana is here with us, inshallah. If anyone else to sit with him, answer any question, inshallah, you're most welcome to do so. Also, we have some tea and some refreshments for everyone, so please partake in it before you leave. Jazakumullah.